All right, we're here with two members of the Pella Christian Boys track and field team here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, Brecken Ritzer and Landon Nenikoven. We're going to have them talk about the events that they're in and tell us a little bit more about which events they've run in so far this year or maybe what their favorite one is.
Yeah, so Brecken Ritzer, I ran the Sprint Med 4x2 and 4x1. I guess I got to say my favorite is 4x1 right now. We're bringing a lot back. We're trying to qualify in something after coming back from last year, but our boys are doing really well, so I guess that's got to be my favorite one right now.
My favorite races are the 4x2, 4x1, and the Sprint Medley. That's what I ran tonight, but I'm doing a lot of 100 meters and 200 meters. What I'm most excited for is the 4x1 because we have a good group of guys, and we're qualifying for getting really close to qualifying for Drake, which is really cool for the guys that we have, especially. And these guys are really great. And yeah,
absolutely. We'll start with Brecken here. Looking at this season, I know that last year didn't end the way you guys wanted. You want to get a couple more events to the state meet, and this year you guys are working really hard to do that, and a lot of consistency being seen throughout this year. What's been kind of the big thing between last year and this year that you've seen in this squad to allow for that growth to maybe get a few more of those events up to the state meet this year?
First off, we got some great coaches that have been coaching us really well, getting us our conditioning, but as well as our speed. So, I mean, working into that, I know we've matured a lot from last year in our growth and everything. And adding Adam Kack to the group was pretty sweet, as he's a freshman. He's running our anchor for our 4x1, so he's a quick dude. So I guess that's got to be a big part. And then I guess our brotherhood, we got some great brotherhood. So working together, knowing that we can trust each other and just digging deep and running fast, I guess, yeah.
Amanda, you're a guy I know I've seen quite a jump here over the last couple of years, just seeing the way that you've progressed. What's been some of the things that you've worked on to kind of help with that progression to be able to get yourself in a position to qualify for Drake Relay, State Meet, things of that nature?
Well, I mostly do it for the people I surround myself with. The guys that I have in my races, I enjoy all of them. But I guess just, yeah, surrounding me with good coaches, good teammates has really strived me to take that next step. And I feel like as I get better, I enjoy the sport more and more.
Again, we're talking to Brecken Ritzert and Landon Nenikoven of the Pella Christian Boys Track and Field Team. Brecken, coming back and talking about this, I know the one thing that you both kind of mentioned, it'll be a question for both of you here in a second, but the relays are a big part of this. Individual events are great too, but the relays were the thing that you guys talked about being the most exciting. And just with that bond, how have you guys been able to develop that and just be able to get that to grow even stronger? Because obviously, they could be very hard races to run, and those handoffs could, you know, be very difficult and can cause some tension at times as well. How have you guys worked on that and just kind of continued to build those bonds?
Yeah, you know, our individual races aren't, I guess you could say, like the peak, but when we put them together, man, we got a strong team. And I guess just working consistently, wow, okay. And then just having the consistency of, you know, yeah, handoffs and just coming to practice every day, you know, getting the work in. But even at practices, you know, people come out because it's a big social event, and yeah, that's got to be true. Like, you're coming here, you're having fun with your friends, and you're having a great time, and all it is putting some kids on a track and running around, and you know what, it comes out with what you put in. So I guess it's got to be great.
And the same thing too, I mean, you both kind of talked about the relays and running with one another. What have been some of the things you've seen with this bond and just continuing to help this bond grow and just get even stronger meet after meet?
We've talked about this, and I think the main thing we're doing is taking mini steps towards Drake relays, mini steps towards state, but our main goal right now is running Drake, and it comes down to our handoffs, and I mean, putting in the work in practice, getting it down to the hundredth of a second where it matters most. But with the group of guys we have, we've been running together for a while, and I feel like we can succeed well when we put the four of us together.
And I know we talked earlier that the goal is to get as many events to the state meet as possible later on this year. Individually, though, within your relays and different events that you're running in, what are the individual goals that you've set for yourself and for your relay teams?
Yeah, you know, they always say set a goal big and you'll strive for that goal. So we really want this Drake for our 4x1, and then also coming off, yeah, like you said, a year from last year, we really want to just get a few races in, get as much as we can into that state tournament. I guess a big goal for me is, you know, I wasn't originally going to come out, so, you know, have the blast that I can with my brother and my buds here on this track teams, and setting a goal for myself, you know, make it to state, be on that blue oval, and have some fun times is, I guess, my big goal. Yeah.
Absolutely. Landon, same thing. What are some of the goals you set for yourself as an individual and for your relay squads for the rest of the season?
For the rest of our season, main thing is Drake and State. It's a big stage, and to perform on those stages is just a really cool thing. And with me not going out last year and having the guys that we have, it just shows what type of people we are. And I feel like that we show that on and off the track.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate the time. Best of luck throughout the rest of the season. And looking forward to seeing you guys when we get to the Drake Relays next week.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Brecken Ritzert and Landon Nunnekoven here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.